And Brother Robert, our friend, missionary we support, appreciate it, my brother, you coming tonight. It's our privilege you being here. You just preached to us, but you got some stuff.
I got some stuff.
All right. All right. Yes, sir. I got some stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I brought my sack lunch. It's going to be a while. I thought Brother Larry said we're going to preach till sunrise, so I brought a lunch. Now I was praying, and y'all forgive me about this beard. I'm growing that for the inmates, and I'll cut it off come spring. Don't let that be offense to you. I was thinking about that. But, no, I was praying about 2014, and I was praying how, you know, what the Lord has for us. And I've been around some of these men here at the church, and they've inspired me. And I'm just getting a few little things ready for it. And I didn't want to bring too much offensive ammunition and other things, but you never know what may be coming this way. And I'm glad you're in church tonight, because you may need to be. Yes, sir. And so if you don't have your things, I'd encourage you to get with Brother Jimmy. He can help you hook you up on that and get prepared. But as we in a changing world, we're in a world that's totally different. That it's on. Yeah. How do you turn the power on? It's green light now. All right. Thank you, brother. So that I got past that foolishness. Now I'll get on. But so 2014. It's hard to believe it's already here. We're seeing unprecedented things going on in our country, in our world. The intrusion of the homosexual agenda and all the stuff that's coming down. I shared with some in the jail about now they're making it such if a man comes in and says he's a woman, they're going to house him as women with women. Or if they're a man, they say they're a woman, they're going to house him, vice versa. Just confusion going on there. We're in for persecution. It's coming. It's coming when we just stand on the word of God and preaching and standing. And all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But yet there's something else coming. God is coming to deal wrath. We know the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness in men. And He comes to a place in society where the stench comes up before God, and it's calling for judgment. And I want to help tonight as we prepare. I think we need to prepare. I think the Lord is coming. We need to be about His work and preaching the word and getting out the gospel. But yet we need to be prepared for judgment upon the wicked. And judgment is coming, and we're going to be in the midst of that. And perilous times, I believe, are coming. There's a psalm that has been a blessing throughout the years that have been a stay for those that go through perilous times. And Psalm 91 is that psalm. Psalm 91. If you're not familiar with that psalm is a powerful, I call it the soldier psalm. This has been used that in World War I. There was a whole regiment called the Psalm 91 Regiment. They quoted it each day, and they did not lose a man in that regiment. And we think of Dunkirk back in May 26 of 1940. 350,000 men lay bare on the French there on the sands there, trying to get back home to England. The Germans were pursuing them after them and had them all pinned down. They were coming in with droves, just wave after wave of bombardment upon them men on that shore with no protection on that sandy shore, trying to get across that thing. And the testimonies that come of men and women of claiming this psalm, Psalm 91. Men, we don't use the Bible as a good luck charm. No, it's not a like saying the Lord's Prayer. It's not a good luck charm. But you've got to take the Word of God and believe it. We're in a day where people don't believe the Word of God. We're in a place of lack of faith. And we're coming to the place of something. You're going to have to come to the thing. Is God real? Are we going to trust Him? Are we going to play church? We're in an evil and adulterous generation. We must come to stand. We can stand. Those men were pinned down on that, on them sands. And one soldier, he was a war correspondent, C.B. Moloch. Here he was there pinned down. And then all of a sudden he realized over 60 planes come over him, strafing and bombing. And not one bullet hit him, not one piece of shrapnel. He got up and it looked like just a shield was over his body. How could that be? We hear of it more and more. I may relate some more. But that Psalm 91. I memorized this Psalm. I'd encourage you this year. Memorize Psalm 91 if you haven't. I've memorized it. And each day I go across to the jail. And even as these law officers and others that are going into perilous, they never know when they put their shoes on in the morning if they'll take them off at night. As I quote Psalm 91 as I get off the bus and go across Buffalo Bayou, going into the jail. And I go over it and run it through my mind and thinking and looking to the Lord for protection and strength. And many times, one day I got into that jail, within 30 minutes I had a chaplain was down with a heart attack. I was praying over him there as they was working on him, say, get your hands off, we're going to hit him. They hit him with the paddles. And got him going again. And they said, get in the car. We're going to tell his wife and get to the hospital. Within less than 30 minutes, I was doing 90 miles an hour across Houston, Texas, with no sirens and no lights. I said, I think I'm glad I did my devotions this morning. Yes, sir. And, you know, you never know. But we're so used to just living a soft life. We need to become soldiers. As soldiers, in enduring as good soldiers, Timothy says, of Jesus Christ. If I'd encourage you, let's stand and let's read out loud, each of us in your own words as I lead Psalm 91, 16 verses. But we need to think about what it's saying as we read it together. Psalm 91, if you found it together. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. Let's remain standing for prayer. Father, open our eyes and our understanding to your truth. And Father, how much you love us and how you want to take care of us. Help us to grow in our faith. Father, that we'd have a no-so faith. Father, I pray that you'd raise up a new generation that would stand in the battle, be soldiers for Christ, lay their life on the line, that, Father, we might go forward and see many souls saved. We pray that you'd help each family that to overcome the struggles that we may face. And may you be honored and glorified. May the Lord Jesus be glorified in the church, the devil defeated through the blood of Jesus. We thank you In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Here in this passage of Scripture, we see here tonight, we're not dealing with just not a passage of Scriptures of to inspire or just to encourage, or but it's for to comfort the afflicted, but it's words of deliverance from affliction. Deliverance from affliction. Now, all that in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but yet we want to learn how to, we don't have to be consumed in our struggles. The Lord wants to be our protection. He is our salvation. He's our deliverer. We need to learn the just shall live by faith. Notice in here, it begins in verse 1 and 2, the soldier's position, the soldier's position. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Here, where are our position? If you're going into battle, you need to be in the right position. And here, the battle, we need to be sheltered there in that secret place. The secret place is speaking of a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, the Most High. Notice it's a progression in this passage that it begins with the Most High. You know we're serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Greater is He that's in us and He's in the world. We're on the winning side. They're out there having hellion out there tonight. But we got the Spirit of God. We got the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoo, glory. Hallelujah. The Most High shall abide. Notice, and see, I will say of the Lord. There we see, that's Jehovah, capital L-O-R-D. That's Jehovah God. That He, notice He said, He's my personal. It does you no good to just quote a little scripture verse unless you have a relationship with the God of that Bible, that living word. I had a guy that quoted 25 verses in the jail, and he quoted them very well, got his Bible, and he said, but I don't understand all. I said, well, have you met the author? He said, no. Well, said, let me introduce you to him. And I proceeded to share the gospel, and he got saved. And it just lit up. He started understanding the Bible. And see, we've got to have his notice. It said, my refuge, my fortress, my God. Here, he's the Most High. He's the Lord. He's God. Oh, we need a relationship with Him. He said, my God, my Most High, I will say. Then, verse 2, we see there it our position. Will you choose your position? If you're going to have that shelter in that secret place under the Most High, the shadow of the Almighty, the Lord being your refuge, your fortress, your God, you must come to the place of confessing with your mouth, believing in your heart, I will say of the Lord, He is. Has there been a time when you personally have come to say, you're mine? I come to repentance and a personal faith in Christ. Oh, we're in a time, a lot of people know about God, but they do not know God. And we've got to come to the place that we have my God. That you see, once you go through the trials, the fires of trials, and even of the wrath that may be poured out, and you come to see God show up, you don't have to talk all day whether or not this is the Word of God, whether Jesus Christ, you know it. Because He's my refuge. Have you been there? Have you experienced the protection of the Lord? Where it's just like the Lord is coming up there and protecting you. Oh, the secret place. It's a personal relationship. It's a personal relationship. Coming to that as in repentance and faith. And then that once we are saved, walking in that secret place, not out of pride, not out of show, not out of religiosity. There's many false religious spirits out, and even in independent Baptist churches, they're religious, but no relationship. The Most High, under the Most High, wow, Have you ever thought about that? The Most High, the power of that, that we have a protection. I'll come back to that in a minute. I will say, He is my refuge. Your position, in Him will I trust. Trusting Him, resting in Him. Are we going to trust Him in the things that we may be facing? Even in this passage of Scripture, our position is resting in Him, resting in His position. I will say, then we see His provision. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. Goes on, verse 3, surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. The provision, God's provision is there for us. He's going to deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. That speaks of the traps, the snare of the fowler. There's traps being laid. I sense it more and more, and we walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. We're to redeem the time. Be not unwise. Circumspectly is looking on all sides, watching out, just like a snake dog would watch in case of try to catch that snake. We've got to be careful. Wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We need to be wise in these days. There's a way we can continue preaching, and then we can just be foolish and end up in a lot of trouble. But there's traps being laid for us. They caught that old boy in Louisiana, the duck hunter. They're trying to catch that kind of philosophy in relation to homosexuality. They try to catch them. They'll try to catch preachers and things they say. We need to try to follow the Bible, be biblical, be loving, have compassion, but be biblical. There's traps being laid. That goes back to the Lord's Prayer. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Oh, well, the evil is all around us, even as we stand to preach the gospel more each day. There's people that would love to destroy our churches. The government many times have different law things they could set up to bring in and to take your church property and different things that could go down. We need to be wise in these days and take care of things. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, to God the things that are God. But know it, He is there, shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowlers, the traps. Young men, be careful. Be careful. Pray for us, for the preachers. Pray, and wives and children, pray for your sons and pray for your husbands. There's snares being laid. We're a very immoral society, and the enemy is laying traps. I know the Illuminati has put plants in churches to put immoral women to seduce pastors, to try to bring them down to fall. This is happening. And it's going on in the Satan's movement, and the Illuminati, and a bunch of stuff. That stuff is going on. It's real. I'm hearing some of that stuff in the jailhouse. And these people have sold their soul to the devil. And they are not below trying to destroy a church by bringing a pastor. We need to pray. Be careful that deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Ladies, be careful what you get involved with, what you're watching on that television and things. They're snares. And young children, be careful. Your friends, communicate with your parents. Don't just assume anything. Don't let no secrets with your parents. I don't care if it's boys or girls. Y'all communicate with your parents. No secrets there. They're snares that would try to trap you in these days. And noisome pestilence. Noisome pestilence. This is speaking of that which would come upon us it's almost like noxious. The noisome is like noxious or repulsive pestilences that would come upon us. This could even speak of different type of germ warfare, different things of pestilence that could become upon us, pandemias that could be coming our way, all kinds of things that could be coming, but noisome pestilence. Surely He shall deliver thee. He shall deliver thee. We must realize that the soldier's provisions, God will deliver us. We can trust in a gas, but we need to trust God. We need to trust God. You can get paranoid about everything. And I'm going to catch germs. And if I come to church, I'm going to catch a germ. And all the air is polluted. And what we've got to. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. We've got to come to resting in him. Resting. The soldier's protection. Notice here, he shall cover thee with his feathers. Yes, sir. The Lord is our protector. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and is under his wings shalt thou trust. Think of the comfort of a mother with a child, or a father with a child. Hear this, mama hen. It's maternal thing. He's a God that wants to protect us as a mother hen. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that destroyed and killed, would I not gather you as a mother hen, Jesus said, her chicks, but you would not. Wow. Have you ever seen old mama hen, you know, out there in the barnyard? And we had game chickens growing up. And those game chickens, they're pretty wild. And they'll put a whooping on you if you get too close to them when they got their baby chicks. But the old eagle or hawk will be flying over in the shadow, and she'll hook her down and put her wings out and start cluck, 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 cluck. You see, she didn't go around. She don't go around there trying to gather them up. She calls them, and they must go. Hey, we must come as we must hear God's call. He calls us. If we're going to have protection, we must come to him. We got to be listening. We can't be out there on the edge, and there is snares. And God uses his word, and he'll call you through his word. We need to be under the word of God. We need to be reading the word of God. We need to be praying, listening to preaching. Because God will call us, and he'll warn you. And you can run under his refuge there. That mama hen there, under his feathers and his wings, shalt thou trust. Don't trust yourself for your protection. Yes, the horse is prepared for the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Safety is of the Lord, and we must come to realize that. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Now, this is beautiful, that his truth, it's his truthfulness. It's the word of God. God, it's the same yesterday, today, forever. His faithfulness, it's enduring forever. The word of God, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. We must learn his word and rest on his word and hold his word. Though all the world seems to be coming apart, yet he is faithful, steady, his truth, endure. And this context of that word, I looked it up in the Greek. I can't read Greek, but I looked in that strong concordance. And it talks about compassing all the way around you. That shield and a buckler. A buckler is like a hand shield that would deflect a direct blow, but it also encompasses all the way around. You know, the Lord is my shield and buckler. He said, I'm your rear reward. I got you covered on the backside, too. You know, I remember there, as I experienced that, and many in perilous times have experienced it. But once I got to experience it, I was in jail, and I was going to take care of an inmate request, and they popped the door, let the inmate out in the vestibule area. The officer was up here in a locked area, and the other inmates, but he and the inmate and I was together, and the inmate, the officer didn't take care of their business. They should have screened him before they flopped him out there with me, And he said, I've got to get a phone call. I've got to get a phone call. I said, well, wait a minute. We don't give phone calls unless there's a death in the family or dying. And that's got to be from the outside. We just don't give phone calls. Well, I've got to get a phone call. Yeah. I'm so sorry, sir. We don't get. Well, somebody's going to get hurt. I'm going to get a phone call. And he's getting hard. And he's going wild. And I just standing there. And I experienced it was like he didn't see me. He was going wall to wall, just screaming and carried on. And he'd come by me. And I just sort of smiled. And he'd go that way. He just bing, 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 bing. And the officer said, get back in that cell. He'd come back down. He opened the door. And I thought, well, maybe I can get it. And then he shut the door. Didn't even let me up in there with him. I said, man, I'm glad God's got me covered, or I'd be in a heap of trouble. And And then finally they called a SWAT team in on him. They all suited up and coming in, and this guy, yeah, somebody come. And he's going bang, 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 bang. And they all suited up coming in and grabbed him. And then they were rolling the door shut where they came in. And Lee, I said, no, I'm not staying for the party. And I rolled out and got out of there. Man, but the shield, the presence of the Lord, that's what these men were experiencing at Dunkirk. The shield, that thou art my shield and buckler. There was over 400 men there on that beach. Now, there was 350,000, but the 400 men were quoting Psalm 91. They were screaming it and cried out because all they had was God. You're going to come to the place that all you have is God. And God is all we need. Amen. You're going to find it's more solid than this oak. It's more solid than concrete. You've got the Word of God. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. As they were there, over 400 men, not one of them were injured. And they pulled them off. And they were still quoting it as they went on across. God protecting that 400 men. That war correspondence was communicating. That's what he saw there. A miracle. The shield. But there's young ladies. There's evil people out there. There is demonized people that will do you great harm. We need to learn to cry unto the Lord. And the Lord can confuse them. There was a young lady that was a man. She was getting ready for church. And a man, somebody knocked on the door of her apartment. She thought, oh, it's somebody. And she opened and immediately there was this man. And had evil intent. And there he was just out of his head, trying to make advances against her. And she began to hold to the word of God of Psalm 91 for protection and crying out to God, no evil shall come upon thee. And as he would try to make advances, and the Spirit of God would confuse him and back him up. She struggled with the word of God and that man for 45 minutes almost. But he's still not being able to touch her. And finally, in his confusion, she able got out the door and got away. Later, they caught the man, and as a result, he had molested other women, and she was the only one that was not hurt because she rested on the Word of God. Teach young ladies to cry out to the Lord, and the Lord can intervene. Some trust in chariots and horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord, our God. We must learn. And I'm not against using different things, but be listening to the Lord, because safety is of the Lord. Here, we see, thou shalt, says, his shield and buckler, verse 5, his provision, thou shalt not be afraid for the arrow, for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Here we need, fear is a great monster that will try to take us. God's provision, his protection. You must learn to trust God. Don't trust fear. Don't trust your feelings. We must not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. That we must put faith in the place of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Perfect love casts out fear. And we've got to come to the place that our love for Christ and our love for others overcome the fears and inhibitions. There's some ugly people. There's some mean people in this world. But Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners. And so as we are filled with the love of Christ, it casts out fear. Perfect love casts out that fear. For fear has torments. And you know, that's the tormentor is getting ready to crank it up. Terrorist. Oh, here we see terror. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror. You know, it's the Jews had lived in terror for so long because of their disobedience to God. Terror has been a part of their life. But no, we as Christians, we don't have to live with that. And if you're having these fears and panic attacks, we need to come to Christ. We need to let him cleanse us of this unbelief and cast our care upon him. the terrors by night. There's many terrors in World War II. There was a group of men coming back from a bombing run in the Pacific. Their aircraft run out of fuel before they could get all the way back. And they found a stretch of beach, of an island, and they landed. But it was a Japanese-occupied island. They landed on the beach. They had a chaplain that had been preaching to them. Says, thou shalt be not afraid of the terror by night. And they said, chaplain, if it's you believe that Bible, you better get to praying, because we're in a heap of trouble here. And the terror by night, and night fell there. But then they realized, we landed and no one has noticed us. There, the terror, but they were overwhelmed by fears that in the night they would be overrun by the Japanese and slaughtered or tortured. Fear was all about. But then in the middle of the night, the chaplain was on his knees crying to God in prayer on the beach. But the other men heard something out in the surf. And they said, what is that? And then they looked and they saw it's a barge. And they listened intently and said, well, we don't hear any sentries, anyone on the barge, no movement on the barge. What is it? And they got out in the surf and got closer. And there was a barge and they got up on it and it had barrels on it. And notice they got to looking and it was jet fuel or fuel, high octane fuel for aircraft. There it was, right on within 50 yards. And it was just adrift and had come right to the shore. There they was able to get their in-air hose and get it within it and was able to pump the fuel into their aircraft. And the chaplain was still praying. They had to wake him up. They almost went to shouting. We found, look here, hey, look here. And they fueled it up, cranked that up, and took off. They come to find out that there was a tugboat, a ship hauling fuel across the Pacific. There was under a Wolfpack attack with the submarines. And to lighten their load, they offloaded on some barges and set them adrift 600 miles. But God brought that barge right while they were praying and crying to God right there. You see, the terror by night. Oh, when they think God's answer is on the way. He had prepared it. He, for those that will look to Him by faith, we're going to see some things. It may be perilous time, but you're going to see some things that you never saw before. It's going to be exciting times to be living in these days, serving a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. All be careful. I think of those fiery darts that when people are moving around, they'll try to hurt you and discourage you. Let's encourage one another and move forward in these days. The fiery darts that try to, the arrow that flieth, or the pestilence that walketh in darkness, or the destruction that wasteth at noonday. That destruction may be tornadoes, maybe hurricanes, maybe earthquakes, tsunamis. I don't know what it may be. But you know what? God is God over all creation. You know, this may sound wild. You may, for some, but you know, there's some people up in Brownwood, Texas. The tornadoes was coming right to their house. Everybody was getting hunkered down. This father, he got all the kids out with their Bible. And they started walking around the house, claiming Psalm 91, reading it out loud and asking God to protect. It was coming right for their house. When he got peace, they all went in the house. And it was starting to rain. And the weather, they got inside, just inside. The weatherman said, just the most miraculous thing happened. The storm just now changed directions. And it's gone. And it just went right back up in the clouds and it's gone. Yes. That'll do the kids. Hey, mama, daddy, look at here. We prayed and God saved us. Yeah. I know another man. He was praying and it was coming right for his house, right for his business. And he was praying and then he headed off toward his farm. He went to praying. And they said, this is the most erratic storm we've ever seen. It just keeps moving around, but it kept moving around his house, his property. Oh, we have not because we ask not. We need to pray. Hey, I know just because something happened don't mean they're bad folk, but we can have some promises. We can claim the word of God. Hey, we can go out by faith. Trust Him. That the terror by night. The pestilence walk in darkness, destruction that wasteth that noonday. We must stand on the word of God. Don't be overwhelmed with fear. Here, as a result, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand. We're thinking of the protection that the Lord has. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. You know, there was a man, he also was in World War II, and he was had a Bible in his pocket, and there he was up at, he would just come upon the enemy at point blank. He cried out, "Oh God, it's up to you." Bah! He was shot, fell back, and his buddy lit, got his carbine, and the other brother, and stood up, just blew, and backed up the whole enemy there. And the guy woke up after the concussion of it all and felt around. He was still alive. Felt that bullet had gone into his Bible. He opened his Bible, and it went through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, got there to Psalm 91. And the bullet ended up in verse 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at the right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Woo-hoo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Man, it's a convincing thing. Even in the Civil War, a man also was an unbeliever, was shot in a Bible, and God. And it went to a verse about giving yourself to Jesus, and the man got saved and lived for God the rest of his life. Oh, God has a will. I know we must realize, it says, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. We're going to see some things. But yet, we don't have to be overwhelmed with it. We don't have to be overwhelmed with it. We can be encouragers and helpers and get out the gospel during this time. But for God's protection, He has, and He's compassed about. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Oh, man, we've got to come back to realize it's the Lord. It's the Lord that watches over us. He is our protection. He's our refuge. He's our habitation. This is a personal testimony. As I was going across that bridge one day, and we had gone with Rock of Ages, and as soon as we went, we had to move. The man where we was living wanted us to move. He was selling the trailer we was moving, and then we had moved to a place up in Pinehurst, and we were renting property up there, and the people had it for sale, and they sold that. We had to be out in 2 weeks. And I was worrying. I said, "Lord, I've got a wife and 4 kids. I've got to be out in 2 weeks. Lord, what am I going to do?" But I was quoting this verse. And I got to that verse as I right in the middle of Buffalo Bayou over the bridge. "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation." You may think I'm crazy, but I don't care if you do. I know what God said. He said, "Why are you worrying about a house? Am not I your habitation? Am not I your house? Am not I your dwelling place? Did I not make the world? Why are you worrying about a house?" Ooh, I wanted to crawl under that bridge. Oh, I thought, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You big. You can do whatever you want to do. You can do whatever you want to do. You're the Most High. You're the Lord of glory. You're my refuge. Me are my fortress. You're my God. In you I trust. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, and I'm sorry, Lord, for my unbelief." I come across that bridge and had personal revival. Boy, I touched my foot on the steps of the jailhouse, and the Spirit said, "Call Jack." It was the thought just came to mind. I said, "Well, I'll call Jack." But it was God's calling, putting it in my mind. He can put this thing, thoughts in our mind. I got up in the office and called Jack. Jack Ray is a man in our church. "Hey, Brother Jack." He said, "Oh, you got my message." I said, "No, but I got a message. Glory to God." "Oh, glory." He said, yeah, "I found you a house. And I called the pastor to get in contact with you. I found a house over here. And you could move in as soon as you qualify for the rent." And so we went and gave them our credentials. And they put all the other applications in the trash. And we had, and 13 men of the church helped us move that next weekend. And it was done. I said, "God, you can do whatever you want to do. You're big. The Lord is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, our dwelling place. We've got to come to dwelling. Hey, ladies, you can get very anxious in this time when the finances are gone and the housing situation is changing. But, hey, your husband's not the provider. It's God. And what's a house if you've got a home, if you've got a family, if you've got your husband, if you've got your children? Hey, we all may have to flee this area. There's things may come down from what I'm hearing in the jail and all. It may all go down in war from the gangs and all the confusion. But hey, God is our refuge. And He's our fortress. And not our 501c3 or whatever, AKR, whatever it is. It's all God. He's our refuge, our fortress. Man, I got to keep moving. I'm about to run out of time. Ooh. Oh, my. Oh, I'm sorry, brother. I'll try to finish this up quick. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Man, we need to pray over our homes that we can cover our families with prayer. I encourage you each night to be covering your family with prayer and your protection of your home. And ladies, being prayed over your children. No plague come nigh thy dwelling. We can ask God to protect us and those that are around us. He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Oh, God is so big to protect us. Even the angels of the Lord can encamp around those that fear Him. It's literal. You must see. I was coming out. This is another one of these weird. They think I'm wacko. I was coming out of the PAC unit in 98. Now, that was early on. I was very insecure about jail. I didn't know about all that. And we was coming out of the PAC unit one night. And the officer, we was preaching revival up there and came out. And the officer said, a female officer, and she was all grumping. I think she should have gone on home anyway. But and it would take care of her husband. But she said, where's the other one? And we turned in four tags, and we had four drivers. I said, there's four of us. We said, there's four of us, and you've got four tags and four drivers. I said, yeah, I know. Where's the other one? There was four of us. There's four tags and four drivers. There's four of us. I know, but where's the other one? Where's the other one? She said, when you come through that door a while ago, there was five and one was in white. Where's the other one? I said, it started about my toes. And we're done. I said, glory to God. We had an escort coming out of there. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear Him. Sometimes you can't see. I know in 1914, I don't know if I can see it here in my notes, there was a battle in World War I. I believe it's Mumms, that there was angelic presence showed up. They were about to be overcome by the Germans, and there was a whole regiment of angels showed up and led and protected. And some of the enemy later said they saw men with bows and arrows, and someone with a white horse was leading on and was leading these. The Americans, or I think it's the British at that time, and in this, and they won the battle. They were about to be whipped. God divinely showed up for these angels of the Lord encamped around about them that fear Him. Ladies and men, don't even with the children realize, you know, a lot of us would already be gone if it wasn't for the angel of the Lord. And some of our angels are pretty tattered and torn. Time we run them through, man, protecting us. And, you know, some of us so ornery we get whipped by our own angel. You be respectful that because we entertain angels unaware sometimes. Sometimes you don't realize that the person that God may send. Oh, I have a story here of a police officer in New York. Police officer in New York, how a man was trying to take a prisoner, and the crowd didn't want to let him take him. He was down in the Bronx near the subways or things. Subway train was coming, and so another officer went to help him, and they were not going to let him take the inmate and the offender in, and so they were going to push him. The crowd was pushing him toward the train. The train was coming, and the guy was a new believer. He began to look to the Lord and cry unto the Lord. And two big black guys showed up and started pushing, saying, "Get out of the way, get out of the way. Y'all follow me." And he grabbed his inmate and brought him, and the other officer following. And these black guys was pushing them and pushing them, "Get out of the way, get out of the way." And he got them to their car. They got the inmate in the car. And the guy turned to thank the men for helping him. And they were gone. And he looked to the other officer and said, "Wow, did you see? Boy," the other guy said, "Thank you for getting me out of that. That's great." He said, "Did you see those big guys?" He said, "I didn't see any big guys. Did you hear them call? Let's go." He said, "I didn't hear anybody. I just saw you leading the way." He said, "Man." And so the angel of the Lord, even those in this time of need, "Oh, God is faithful. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash a foot against a stone." We know that's a prophetic verse. "Thou shalt tread upon lions and adders. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet." But in Luke 10:19, "You should tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy." We need to do our praying at night. And then we need to take authority in the daytime. We need to be preaching. We need to be praying. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church of God. We need people praying that we could be a charge. And we have the authority. And we're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. "Because thou settest love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name." Yes. See, "because he has set his love upon me." We're thinking the soldier's passion. The love passion. He has set his love upon the Lord. The soldier must have a passion for the Lord Jesus Christ. "I will deliver him. I will set him on high. He shall that knows my name. He shall call upon me. I will answer him." We're calling and we're seeing prayer. Seabrook, Texas, World War II, had many men gone to different theaters in the battles. They had their prayer and they prayed Psalm 91 over those men each day. And they had prayers and had the pictures on the wall. And that they got, not one man was injured at that time. But it was like a curtain around them. But the men there felt something like enemy was coming in upon them. They found out the churches took down the picture and quit praying. They thought they were coming home. They got in serious danger. They found that out. They put the pictures back up, started praying. Oh, prayer. Prayer is a powerful tool. We need to be praying. And prayer of a church, we need prayer. I can tell in the jail when I've got churches praying, it's like a sweet breeze of the Spirit. Others, it's like pulling teeth. And I know your pastor can experience that too when he's preaching. "I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver thee and honor thee with long life and satisfy thee and show thee my salvation." That's not only spiritual, but physical deliverance. Oh, we've got to trust him in these days. I'll close with this. Thank you for your patience. I'm sorry I run a little over my time. In World War II, a British airman was downed and he was in a German prison camp. He was just a young man. He's only about 19. All the men were being killed. They were taking them out and shooting them, executing them. And he had got a portion of Scripture, and he was going over Psalm 91 and crying to the Lord, saying, "Lord, is this the way it's going to be? Here I'm going to die and this at 19 and never get to experience life. And is this the way it's going to go?" And God just seemed to speak to his heart, said, "Not if you act upon what you just read." And the Spirit of God gave him courage. And he got up and he walked to the closest officer and he saluted him and said, "Under the Most High." And the officer saluted him and he went to the next door, said, "Under the protection of the Most High." And they all saluted him. Of course, I guess German, they saluted him. They opened the gate. He walked right out, walked across Germany, and made his way back to England. Under the Most High was Adolf Hitler to them. They thought he was a special agent for Adolf Hitler. And they let him out. But hell, who would have known that? He didn't know. He's under the protection of the Most High. And he just acted on the Word of God. That's a story that actually happened. And we see even in Iraq, some of the second generation from Seabrook, they too have experienced that. And I know there's many Vietnam stories. Others think, but God is faithful. Yeah. Let's look to him in this new year. Who could tell? God, His Word is faithful to all of us if we'll look to Him by faith. The Lord Jesus Christ is real.
Yes.
Because I set thy love upon Him. Let's love Him. Let's pray. Thank you. Father, we pray that our love might grow for You as You manifest Yourself in our lives and our loved ones. Lord, we need to see Your hand. And Father, in these perilous times, but Lord, it's exciting if You would just be with us and You put Your arms around us as those feathers. And Father, that shield about us and Your angels. And Lord, Father, help us to be brave and lay aside our fears. And by faith, may You fill us with the love of Christ. And Father, if there's one that has not received You, may they be ready, because great judgment is coming. We need to be ready to be with the Lord Jesus. May take us up rapture, or we may go take a lick down here for a minute. But we thank You that You're faithful to take care of Your church. May You be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
All right, let's stand to our feet. Thank you, Brother Bob. All right.